From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Well, it would have been the world's largest airline, but United Airlines and U.S. Airways have thought better of joining forces. After 2 months of merger talks, they are going their separate ways. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here. Amy, how come this merger fell apart?
Well, United Airlines has been looking for a merger partner for a long time, the idea being that joining forces with another big carrier could help the airline cut some costs and better compete with low-cost carriers. And recently, you'll recall Delta and Northwest agreed to merge, adding the pressure on United. But merging costs a lot of money up front that the airlines don't have right now. And both United and U.S. Airways have a lot of labor strife. One analyst I spoke to says put together two big airlines with problems and you get one huge airline with problems. He also said that there was some disagreement about who would run the new airline. So for now, a merger is off the table.
Well, what is this going to mean for passengers?
Well, some analysts had said that a merger would have led to higher airfares, but everybody I talked to today says airfares are going to rise regardless. And the main reason is the cost of fuel. British Airways just announced its second fuel surcharge increase this month. One analyst I spoke to, Robert Mann, says consolidation could be good for consumers in that it could help keep these airlines flying.
The bad news is fares have to rise anyway. The good news is that if consolidation occurs and the surviving companies become more stable, there will be a system around for customers to use at those higher prices.
Now, United is expected to keep looking for some kind of partner. It's reportedly trying to persuade Continental Airlines to at least form an alliance where they would share some operations but remain separate companies.
Okay, there's the United news, but there is another airline story today. This is an all-business class airline that's shutting down.
That's right. What may be the last Silverjet flight left Dubai for London this morning. The all-business business model just doesn't seem to be working out. We saw MaxJet shut down last Christmas Eve. Another one called EOS stopped flying last month. Silverjet was up against those high fuel costs, and also the credit crunch has made it difficult to get financing. The airline is still trying to work something out with investors, but right now it's not looking very good. I do have one bit of good news for air travelers, though, today. They'll no longer have to pay $2 a bag for curb service on American Airlines. American dropped the fee to appease Skycaps, who said that their tips had dropped sharply when the fee was imposed. The airline also says it will lift a ban on tipping Skycaps at Logan Airport in Boston.
But they're keeping that $25 a bag charge for anything that you would.
That's right.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.